Now, the rest of the story. When the Reader's Digest joined hands with United Artists, it was to co-produce the ultimate motion picture adaptation of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. The cast selections were among the most important considerations. Aunt Polly, she'd have to be a strong, stable, long-suffering, kind woman, just barely equal to the challenge of her younger charge. That role would be filled to the brim by Oscar-winning actress Celeste Holm. Muff Potter, the philosophizing, oddly beguiling town drunk, would require more than an ordinary character actor to represent him adequately, so that part went to a formidable actor indeed, the late Warren Oates. Then Huckleberry Finn, the youthful misanthrope, would be played by Jeff East, a perfect pal for Johnny Whitaker, who had been chosen to play Tom Sawyer. Independent, imaginative, rebellious, resourceful, the title character thrived on Whitaker's ingenuity and enthusiasm. And yet, if anything, the most difficult character of all to cast was Becky Thatcher. You remember Becky, of course, the little girl who must capture a little boy's heart, sweet and wise, innocently alluring. She must awaken Tom's youthful ardor and eventually lead him to the threshold of responsibility and maturity. Endlessly, it seemed, producers searched for a little girl with just the right chemistry, the sort of spontaneous charm that reaches beyond the screen and embraces an audience. Of the innumerable young ladies encountered in this casting quest, a great many were perfect almost. Most often missing was that certain captivating quality. If being pretty had been the only requisite, any one of 100 young actresses seeking the role of Becky might have won it. And yet, if this best motion picture production of Tom Sawyer's Adventures was to possess that Mark Twain magic, then whoever played Becky Thatcher must also possess a magical appeal. Eventually, such a young lady was found. At age 3, she'd become famous in the ad industry as the bare-bottomed toddler who sold tanning lotion. In the years since, she'd had television and movie experience, yet not so much experience that her charm had become contrived. So she was the perfect little girl to capture a little boy's heart as Becky Thatcher. The 1973 production of Tom Sawyer, by all accounts, was what it promised to be, a wholesome, authentic, thoroughly pleasurable motion picture of enormous quality and richness. Those were the words of movie critic Rex Reed. And even the most critical of the critics, those who managed to find fault where others applauded, even those hardest of hearts, were captured by the splendid portrayal of Becky Thatcher. So that role became a stunning career springboard for a talented young actress. As she had won the affection of Mark Twain's strong-minded mischief-maker Tom Sawyer, eventually, she would compel Tom Sawyer's everywhere, and she couldn't help it, could she? That some little boys make darker mischief of weaker minds, for it was to win her attention. It was to win the attention of that actress that a would-be assassin shot President Reagan. But then one day, the matured actress would become this year's Academy Award-winning actress. You see, the girl who first played Becky Thatcher, at the summit of her career, played a streetwise, profane victim of a gang rape. For Becky Thatcher, in the original Tom Sawyer, was played by Jodie Foster. And now you know the rest of the story.